Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nikia. How may I help you?
Hey, Kia.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is David Thomas. We talked on Friday.
All right. Allow me one moment just to get logged in really quickly, and then I can look into the details of your account. But it shouldn't take long. What's the reason behind your call today?
Well, it's the same Kia I talked to Friday, right? Kia, like the car?
Yes, that is me.
Okay. Well, I'm calling back because, remember, I originally called because 39 was out of stock, and they had a restock listed for the 6th, but it never came back.
Okay, provide me with your address, and I can look into this for you.
All right, 4057 Nickdale Lane, Hale Thorpe, Maryland, 21227.
All right, hold on, because I do see your Ecto-1. Okay, so this is what I see. Inventory alert, and I'm not going to be able to look into my notes just yet until after I read this to you, but I want to do that first. Please note the next shipment has been delayed, which on my end, you should have been billed on the 4th.
Yeah, originally.
Okay. Now, I know most likely I've done this on Friday, but today is Monday, and hopefully if anything is updated, I can assist you.
Yeah. When I called earlier, I thought somebody, he said that 39 is still out of stock, and they don't even have a date for when it's going to come back.
Okay, let me double check. Hold on. This is Ecto-1, right? Yeah. Nope. It says Ghostbusters 39, 40, 41, and 42 will all be in stock as of June the 6th. So if anything, because today is the 7th, you could possibly be billed tomorrow. But again, it says June the 6th. So let me notate that and bypass this. Hold on. All right. The
PDP. So in other words, it sounds like they have everything in stock that I'm supposed to get because I should be getting 31 through 42.
So I see 39 through 42. So in June the 6th, and you said, you said, what was the first number? Because I see 35 through 38 being.
I should
stock.
Be. Right now, I've completed 1 through 30. So I'm waiting on 31 through 42.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, my last shipment was 18 through 30.
Okay, so I'm not seeing 31 and 32 or 33. However, I hold on. Let me start this over to make it easier. Hold on. Okay. I see 35 through 38 in stock as of May the 19th. Now, I see that your quantity is 8, so that's possibly why you're waiting.
Well, no. See, it was 12, and whoever I talked to earlier must have changed it, even though I told him not to.
Because
I've been my last two shipments were 12.
I do see that from April and May.
Yeah,
well, I do see that the quantities.
Something.
Yeah, and it's possibly because of the fact that the with 39 missing. That's the delay. So possibly by him changing the quantity, you would have been billed as early as tomorrow.
For 31 through 38, right?
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
But I can't explain unless it's notated. And then hopefully if he did, I can confirm it. If not, that would make sense to me as to why he did it.
But you're saying there's others out of stock as well, right?
Well, so the 39 through 42 will is in stock as of yesterday, but of course the warehouse was closed on yesterday. So that's most likely why you weren't billed today, which means realistically tomorrow will be when you're going to be billed again. Now, outside of 39 through 42, 35 through 38 have been in stock since May the 19th.
Well, what about 31, 32, 33, and 34? Those are the ones that are most important right now.
That I'm still looking, and that's what I don't see.
So all of those are out of stock, all four of them.
Mm-hmm, like I see, 39 through 40. And so here's the thing, though. It's one of those things where because it's not listed on the ETA list, it could be available because it didn't pop up as one of the reasons as to why. Like, you know, what the delay is.
Because remember, when I talked to you on Friday, the only thing you were seeing out of stock was 39. It didn't say nothing about 31 through 38.
Ah, okay, so it must have updated itself this weekend. Either way.
Remember, and this is exactly what we talked about. Okay. I had that problem where one was supposed to come in stock, and while they were waiting for the other one to come in stock, that comes in stock, and two more go out of stock. So I can't build anything anymore.
My system just froze, but I already trying to log back in. And then we can just get back to where we started because I was waiting for the notes to generate, but it stopped at 2%. But I'm pretty sure I'm really good at notating. So between my notes and any other agent you spoke with, it should be something there. So hold on. This shouldn't take too long, though.
And, you know, well, even the agent I talked to earlier didn't say anything about 31 through 34. Because that's why he changed it to 8. We had that conversation. It was like, well, maybe I'll just, you know, drop it down to 8 just for the shipment. And he said, well, yeah, well, then that'll get you 31 through 38. And then you could just call back about 39 later. I told him I was going to wait. Because we also talked about just skipping 39 and going, you know, 40, 41, and you know, up to 43 or whatever. But I said I wanted to look into what that was first, you know, because some things you can skip, some things you can't. Looked into, apparently 39 is a couple of parts for the dashboard. So it's not like a real integral part. You can come back to it later. But I don't know. Yeah, it's starting to sound like there might be something else out.
So here's the thing. The previous agent did provide you with the right information. But honestly, I would say, and it's as if I were you, versus skipping it, because if it is ready to be billed, now you're just missing that. Either way, give it until tomorrow morning. If you're not billed, then do it. Because now our warehouse is open not every day, Monday through Friday. So it's not as if you skip it, you won't be billed again until Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I would do it that way. Because I can see you spoke with the agent by the name of Terrell, and he's really good also.
Yeah. I mean, I just saying, you guys can only say, you know, based on whatever information you have in front of you.
Correct. But either way, once I get back into your account, I can notate. So just in case, for whatever reason, you forget that the quantity is 8, the next agent could be able to view the notes that I'm going to leave and says, only wanted, you know, skip 39 only due to being, you know, whatever, wants quantity to go back to 12. It'll be something along the lines of making sure that the quantity is back at 12.
Yeah.
But hold on.
Which I would do the minute I got the next shipment in anyway.
Correct.
Trust me, I'm not going to forget. I don't forget.
Because I was like, luckily I'm one of those agents that notate, so.
Yeah, all my notes they're all up here.
Gotcha. And then I'll just want to go back to where I was. And then we'll be done. I gotta bypass this and then I can get back to the notes. By the way, the pending reship that was requested on the 18th, I kind of bypassed it too quickly to recall exactly what it was, but that's also pending, as you know. As soon as it's back in stock, it'll ship out to you.
Wait, what reship? I think we talked about that too. I got everything I was waiting for. Remember, I got two sets of April shirts.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm all good. Like, I'm not, aside from the future issues that are out of stock or whatever, I'm all up to date.
Ah, that's why I want to read that to you. Because just in case I cannot, what is it called? Like, I stopped the pending reship. I just wanted to make you aware that you may still receive it and you can just dispose of it as you please.
I've already got two complete sets.
Well, you never know. You may have someone who's interested in, you know, maybe.
Well, I'm planning on, I can try to trade. Hey, I mean, to be perfectly honest, if I get 31 through 38, there's a chance I could get on eBay or one of the people in the forums and try to trade some of the parts I'll have for a spare 39.
Possibly.
The thing is, from what I was told, quite a lot of customers, like a couple of thousand of them, were part of the big reship issue with April. So there is just a host of extra parts floating out there right now. Probably a good chance I could get 39 from somebody.
Got it. Okay.
But I'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. Since you're still not sure about 31, 32, 33, or 34, right?
Correct. Only because it didn't automatically generate on your account and it wasn't on the ETA list. So most likely, like I said, the fact that I was able to provide you with more information than I did last week when we spoke, you know, the previous agent, you know, if he works over the weekend, would have been able to have more updates. But either way, we'll see. I just, for some reason, it's going extremely slow and that was at 13.
He didn't see any issues with those earlier when I talked to him.
Yeah, and I didn't see them on the ECA list, so I'm going to say yes.
He's like, yeah, we can just, you know, he's like, why don't we go ahead and just send you 31 through 38. And then once I get those, you know, I'll probably just end up doing that. But I'll give it one more day just to be safe. Just like you said, I wasn't accounting for the fact that, you know, it was closed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll recognize the 39 there today and it'll bill me tomorrow and we'll see what happens.
Now, this is up to you. I just opened up my system again. This time it stopped at 13%. I can easily, as you know, I don't mind waiting if you don't mind. But basically, because my advice, based upon the advice he's giving you, I would say just give it one more day. And if it hasn't, we'll skip 39 and have your frequency back at 12.
Okay. Well, I'll do that then. I'll keep it one more day. I'll either just drop it down to 8 temporarily, get 31 to 38, or possibly just skip 39.
Because remember I said 39 through 42 shows that it was available, well, in stock yesterday. So either way, you'll just be missing at 39.
Yeah, and like I said, I can look around and see if somebody can send me a spare 39. It's a small kit.
Yep. And if that is the case and you can't, then you know, of course, you can always unskip it before your next billing day, and that'll be included with that.
Yeah. And you can just permanently skip things, right? If I end up buying 31 from somebody on eBay or something, I can just skip it and just move on from there, right?
Correct, because the only way it will be unskipped is if you were to physically call to unskip it. So that's why I always try to notate just in case I speak with the customer again or the next agent, the customer forgets.
Okay.
But as long as you skip it, the only way you can unskip it to receive it is if you were to unskip it. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you skip it, that's the only way to receive it.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I'll just go ahead and I'll wait until tomorrow. Will you be available tomorrow?
Yep. I'm here Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
You say 9:30?
5:30 a.m.
Oh, 5:30. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Anything else that I can assist you with, though?
No, I think that should be it for now.
All right. Instead of me going to your ledger, I'm just going to notate, and hopefully it doesn't freeze up on my next call. But thank you, as always, for your patience. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and enjoy your day.
Thank you as well. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.